This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 25, 2026. Holcim's $3 million climate tech fund for Southern Africa is notable for backing 10 startups and achieving a follow-on ratio that signals traction. This closes a vote of confidence in the region's climate tech space, with implications for investors looking to back companies with proven track records. For builders, this means focusing on developing robust, scalable solutions that can attract follow-on investment, a key signal of operational health. What does it mean when a Chinese backer like Nutrails Capital puts $55 million into Spiro, taking its round to $270 million? It highlights the growing interest of international investors in Africa's EV infrastructure, but also raises questions about who's funding the continent's transition to electric vehicles. As Spiro scales, it must navigate the complexities of building a pan-African EV network, which could become a key infrastructure play and one that we've argued is essentially an asset finance business in disguise. The funding round for Blink, an Egyptian consumer lender, is a prime example of how lenders now scale, with only $12.5 million of the $37.1 million raised being equity, and the rest in local debt. This debt deal is a stronger signal of Blink's underlying health than an equity round would be, as it indicates the company can access capital to fund its growth without diluting its equity. For operators, this means prioritizing debt financing to scale working capital and asset books, a key theme in our analysis of African fintech. As we look at the week's biggest African funding moves, a pattern emerges. Capital is chasing infrastructure and proof, not early-stage promise. This trend is consistent with our view that concentration is the story in African venture funding, with a shrinking number of companies carrying a growing share of disclosed capital. For investors, this means focusing on companies with proven traction and infrastructure, rather than betting on early-stage promise. And one key question is which of these companies will become the infrastructure players of the future, and which will become resellers. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.